This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Brew Crew down 2. The Dodgers leave Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead on the NLCS, winning Game 2 last night by a score of 5-1. The series now shifts to Los Angeles, where Game 3 will be played tomorrow at 5:08. The Brewers are looking to win at least 2 games in LA to bring the series back home Monday. Many in Milwaukee, including thousands of city workers, got good healthcare news yesterday. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute with a new agreement that immediately restores in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. The deal is retroactive to October 1st, and it stops patients from facing higher costs and having to find new doctors. Patients are encouraged to check their coverage and call their insurance if they have any questions. Ascension operates Columbia St. Mary's, St. Francis, and St. Joseph. A new village of tiny homes is being built in Milwaukee to provide shelter and support for homeless veterans. There was a groundbreaking on the Veterans Community Project, which will offer 40 homes and a community center with case managers to help veterans transition into permanent housing. It's on North 60th Street and Good Hope Road on the northwest side. Officials say this kind of project helps vets battling addiction and mental health issues get the help they need. The almost $12 million project has drawn support from the Brewers and other local businesses. There's a hope to open it by the end of next year. And you may not know what an oak wilt is, but it doesn't sound good, does it? A deadly tree fungus called oak wilt is forcing Milwaukee County Parks crews working at Whitnall Park to make quick decisions. Staff have cut down nearly 30 oak trees after detecting the wilt, a disease known to kill healthy trees within weeks. Parks officials say they're attacking the problem early to stop it from spreading. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Crew loses Game 2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games, and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them, for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game, and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.